USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senator Lindsey Graham said Monday that he tested positive for COVID-19 despite being vaccinated. But infections in vaccinated people are still very rare and usually cause mild or no symptoms, as is the case with Senator Graham. It appears Graham may have exposed a number of other senators to the virus this weekend as he attended a weekend get-together on Senator Joe Manchin's houseboat. The United States on Monday reached the goal of getting at least one COVID-19 shot into 70% of American adults a month late. Louisiana ordered nearly everyone, vaccinated or not, to wear masks again in all indoor and public settings, including schools and colleges. Three guests were injured Monday night after an iceberg wall collapsed at the Titanic Museum in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. The three guests were taken to the hospital, and their injuries are unknown at this time. The museum's owner said it wasn't immediately clear what caused the collapse. The attraction was closed following the incident. USA Radio News.
Hey, some big news. Eric Bolling is back on TV with a new show. Tune into Newsmax every weekday at 4 p.m. Eastern and watch Eric Bolling on The Balance. Eric is the balance to big media, woke politics, and cancel culture. All this week, Eric is exposing the dangers of Joe Biden's inflation. It's already rising big time, and it could wipe out your stocks, bonds, cash, even your retirement. So get the truth about Biden and find your balance. Watch Eric Bolling on Newsmax at 4 p.m. Eastern today. More than 30 million Americans watch Newsmax. It's on all major cable systems. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them. Tell them you want it. Plus, find Newsmax free on streaming systems like Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. Or download the free Newsmax app on your phone and watch it anytime, anywhere. More than 30 million Americans are tuning into Newsmax because it's real news for real people.
The evictions moratorium is being passed down to the states. Tim Berg reports.
The White House is asking state and local leaders to use COVID relief funds to create their own eviction moratoriums. The White House passing the buck, saying too many states and cities have been slow to act. This comes after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called on President Biden to extend the ban, which expired yesterday. But the White House has insisted only Congress has the power to do that. Alan Hammer owns two rentals, and he tells Fox News this moratorium has been a struggle for landlords as well.
I think that clearly the lower income, the landlords whose tenancies are lower income people are hit pretty hard. Our buildings are in better communities, nicer communities. Our tenants worked through the pandemic, and therefore they paid their rent. I think the small landlords, the mom and pops, and the landlords that are servicing the lowest income tenancy are the ones hit the hardest by this, and it's been a struggle for many of them.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Now that 70% of Americans have received at least one shot of the COVID-19 vaccine, the new Delta variant is not causing more deaths. Harvard Medical School professor Dr. Martin Kulldorff on Fox News.
We can always have this virus with us. We can't eradicate this virus. But the thing is, if you have had COVID or if you have had a vaccine, you have immunity. But immunity doesn't mean that you're not going to test positive, because you can still be exposed to the virus. This virus can still enter your body and it can even start to replicate. What the immune system does is it prevents you from having severe illness or death. So we're always going to have the virus with us. There's always going to be people testing positive. But the key thing is now when so many people, and especially the older people, have had a vaccine and others are immune because they've had the disease, we have seen a decoupling of cases and deaths. So when cases now increase, and it's not just in the U.S. but in other countries, in Europe for example, the deaths do not increase in the same extent. And that's what you expect when the disease becomes endemic after the pandemic is over. So in some parts of the world now, we are gradually entering the endemic stage. So we shouldn't testing asymptomatic or mildly symptomatic people. If we did that for all the viruses in the same way as we're doing for COVID and then doing the media attention for every new case, we would all be hiding under our beds.
I'm Lance Bryan. This is USA Radio News.